Well, should we go to other matters? Moving on to new railway timetables. And as one newspaper, The Times, reports today, the timetable promising more trains and faster journeys is already called an absolute joke by passengers who suffered delays and cancellations on its first day yesterday, brought in, of course, on a Sunday. The biggest change in the schedule since 1976 affected three-quarters of services, included the first non-stop trains between London and Bristol for decades, along with 1,000 extra services a week across the country. It all sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And the launch, by the way, was years in the planning. Sunday was specifically chosen to avoid a surge of commuters, but disruption was soon reported pretty much across the whole of the country. Penzance and London were told to use local services, and on it goes. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Is this the biggest Christmas turkey as it appears? Good morning.
Well, I hope not, Nick. We'll remember, of course, what was it, a year and a half ago, there was a fiasco with a timetable change which went disastrously wrong.
Yes.
And, you know, I think the rail industry did learn some lessons from that. Inevitably, with a new timetable, there'll be some hiccups, but I think it's not as bad as, possibly not as bad as, you know, you might like to believe.
It was, I mean, I don't know. Fortunately, I didn't have to travel by train. I'm merely going on the reports that a lot of people, for instance, as I mentioned, down in the West Country, they were having to lay on buses between Exeter and Paddington, Cheltenham and Swindon. We've also got problems in South Wales. We've got problems, it says here, in Greater Anglia, Thames Link in Hertfordshire, the West Midlands. I mean, it doesn't seem, and I appreciate you didn't put this together, but it doesn't seem a great starting day.
No, it doesn't. I'll grant you that, yeah. I mean, you know, hopefully, and I don't know, but hopefully, you know, on day two, some of the hiccups will have been ironed out and it won't be as bad as it was yesterday. But
is it necessary, lastly, in your view, Mr. Williamson, these changes?
Yeah,
or are they necessary?
So. Yeah, I mean, particularly on the Great Western Line, we've got these super duper new intercity express trains, which are capable of running. They have better acceleration, so they can do better journey times. So if you want to take advantage of your new trains, you've got to put a new timetable in.
Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Mr. Williamson, thank you for your time.